This is the Moth Radio Hour from PRX. I'm Jay Allison. Our next story about the way things can go awry comes from Laura Hitchcock. Laura told this story at our London Grand Slam. The theme of the night was fuel to the fire. Here's Laura, live from the Bridge Theater.
When I was 8 years old, I decided that I wanted to learn to play the trumpet. And I went to my first ever class with my new teacher, and I loved it instantly. And he said to me, like, look, if you really stick at this, then maybe one day your parents will buy you a trumpet of your very own. But until then, you can borrow mine. And I've had this trumpet for 18 years, so I'm trusting you to look after it. And when he said that to me, I just felt so important, because like being trusted to do anything when you're 8 years old just still feels like a really big deal. And I took it home and I immediately started practicing, and I sounded horrible, but I didn't care. And once I finished, I thought about what he said to me, and I got out one of those yellow polishing cloths and I started like buffing it really hard with all the strength that my like twiggy little 8-year-old arms would allow. And once I'd finished, it looked amazing, and I went to put it away, only to realize that the position I'd been polishing it in had gotten the mouthpiece completely stuck in the instrument, and that's not meant to happen. I panicked, and I was desperate to be able to fix it by myself, and I was pulling, but I just couldn't do it. So I went to my parents and asked for their help, and they couldn't do it either. And my mum panicked, because I told her all about how important this instrument was. And she just looked at my dad and I, and she was like, you two need to fix this, because Laura, you can't go into school tomorrow unless that trumpet looks the way that it should be. So my dad and I got to work. We went into the garage and we were kind of looking around for a tool that maybe we could use. And eventually my dad says, if we pull out this pipe here, then we could stick something in the other end and we could push the mouthpiece out from the inside. That sounded like a really good idea. So we had a look around the garage and we eventually found this bamboo garden cane. It was about 4 feet tall and it was the perfect thickness. We put it in the end of the trumpet and my dad's ready on one side because he's got a hammer and he's gonna like tap on the end to knock it out. And I'm ready on the other side because I'm like listening for that like, and I'm gonna like catch it when it comes out. So he has the hammer and he taps, but nothing happens. The mouthpiece doesn't come out. And that's when we realized that we've got the 4 foot long garden cane stuck in the other end of the trumpet. My mum comes in to see how we're doing, and we're just both stood there looking at this old trumpet. The mouthpiece is still stuck. The 4 foot long garden cane is stuck on the other end, and the situation is looking worse. And she's just like, I'm ringing my brother, like, get in the car, go, go, go. So we get in the car, it's like 30 miles to my uncle's house, and we're driving like fast down the motorway because we've got this like urgent patient in the back seat that like urgently needs our help. And because my family is like the living embodiment of a Mr. Bean sketch, none of us had thought to cut down the length of the cane. So we just had the back window open and the cane sticking out. And we get to my uncle's house and he's like this science enthusiast, and he immediately has a plan. And it's a plan that each of us has a role. So my dad has the garden peas. And he's given these 2 bags of frozen garden peas and he's to hold them to the body of the trumpet really, really tightly. And my uncle, he has the oven mitts, and his job is to hold the front of the trumpet into an oven that we have preheated just for this. And my job is I'm standing at the back and I'm just kind of hanging onto the cane. I don't think anyone needed me to be doing that, but I really wanted to be a part of it. And I'm there and I'm waiting and I'm feeling sick because I'm thinking I can never go to school again. I can maybe go to prison. I mean, I've destroyed this property and it's looking really bad, and I'm hanging onto this garden cane and I'm looking at us and we look so ridiculous. And then I didn't pay attention in science class, so I didn't understand, and I still don't understand why we were doing this, but it was something to do with thermodynamics, and like those laws, they have these laws of thermodynamics, and those laws are real, because the next thing I know, I'm stood there and I'm holding just a garden cane. And my uncle is holding just a mouthpiece, and my dad is holding just a trumpet. And this relief, like, floods over to me. I can go back to school. I don't have to be a criminal for the rest of my life. And when we get home, my mum makes me promise to never, ever, like, tell anybody about what happened that night. And she doesn't need to ask, because I just want to pretend the whole thing never happened. I want to go back to being that person who can be trusted to do things and doesn't make things go horribly, horribly wrong. And so I'm like, I will never tell anyone, ever. And the next day I get home from school and I've kept that secret for the whole day. And my parents sit me down and they say that they've been discussing, like, what happened the night before. And I think this is where I actually get told off, because we were in such a panic that that never really happened. And they say they've been discussing what happened, and they've come to the decision that what they really want to do is they want to buy me a trumpet of my very own.
Laura Hitchcock is a marketing specialist from Southwest England and now living in London. She spends a lot of time reading and cooking spicy food, and beyond that, she used her free time during lockdown to teach herself Chinese, which she said is a mammoth task. Laura gave up playing the trumpet when she left home to go to university, but she says every now and then she feels tempted to reopen that case. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. The Moth depends on its listeners for their stories. A lot of Moth storytellers come right from the public radio audience. That's you. And now we're asking you to support public radio for all the good it does. The journalism, the community building, and the stories. Here's how.